Past week, I was at Princeton Seminary taking a class entitled The Art of Transitional Ministry. There were pastors there from all over North America, as well as Europe and the Far East. It was a wonderful class. And as we began, the lead faculty member said to us, "We know that you're here physically, but we also know what it's like to be somewhere and have your mind somewhere else. We were encouraged to keep our focus, knowing that there are always distractions." It's not easy to keep focus, is it? We face many distractions and interruptions each day. We can try to keep focus, but all of a sudden, squirrel. Some of you who know me well, who've knocked on my door when it's open, have seen me jump at my desk. And that's because I focus in on what I'm doing, but sometimes the squirrels win. You may have seen a car swerving on I-95 because the driver's either talking on the phone or answering a text message. None of us want to be that person. But even when we're not driving, phone calls, emails, text messages, they distract us. They interrupt us. And then there's the needs and demands that others put upon us, whether it be at work, at school, or in our families. We get distracted. We get interrupted. What helps us to keep our focus on who we are and on whose we are? This morning, we're in the second week of a 3-week stewardship series entitled I Am NPC. Last week, we looked at the miracle of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And we recall that meager resources placed in the hands of Jesus become a plentiful supply. This morning, we will consider what it means to maintain our focus. And so I'd invite you to turn with me, if you would, to the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13. Listen to the Word of God. "Someone in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.' Jesus replied, 'Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?' Then he said to them, 'Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.' And then he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God.' This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that they might be acceptable in your sight, for you are the very rock and redeemer of our lives. Lord, help us to hear your word afresh. And when we hear it, to wrestle with it and seek to walk faithfully with you. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen." It had to be a distracting interruption. Jesus is in the midst of his teaching and he's interrupted. And it was a man who had a question about the proper division of an inheritance. He felt that there was an injustice that happened to him. My guess is that you can probably imagine this happening in your life. Maybe you've been in one of those family conversations about who gets what from an estate. Sometimes these conversations go really well. You're laughing already. And sometimes they escalate, don't they? Apparently, this man thought that his brother should share with him. But Jesus' response tells us a lot here. Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter over you? Jesus refuses to get involved in the issue. Rather, he issues a warning and tells a story. The warning, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of evil, of greed, for life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. And the story is a parable, basically a story with a point. This warning and this story are not about watching out for greed in others. They're for watching out for greed in us. Jesus isn't afraid to speak words of truth. He speaks with clarity and compassion about what is true. Keep focus in the midst of distraction. Well, what about the story? It's a parable about riches. A certain man, a rich man, had an abundant harvest, so abundant that he didn't know what to do with it. And so he thought to himself, and those words mean that he debated in his head. The decision became clear. He'd tear down the barns that he had because clearly they were too small for all the grain, and he'd build bigger ones. And that was a good decision in and of itself. He would store up his grain. He would take life easy. Eat, drink, be merry. I mean, he deserved it, right? He worked hard. He did well. And why not? He deserved to enjoy what he had. But God. Did you see those words? Whenever the word but is used in the scriptures, it's used to get our attention. This is a very big but. The parable is about God's perspective. And if you didn't catch that something important was coming, there's the next few words. You fool. Does that get your attention? There are two things to notice here. First, the man who debated with himself uses words over and over. My crops, my barn, my surplus grain, myself, my. Second, in his debate, he didn't take into account a consideration about the needs of others. No mention, no consideration toward others. But what he failed to take into account was his own life. You see, Derek Bach, in his commentary on the Gospel of Luke, says this, that the man is a fool because he was blind when it came to judging life's priorities. His possessions and social status had no weight. When he died, he couldn't take it with him. He may have been rich toward himself, but he was not rich toward God. Now, this is a story. And yet, we cannot ignore the truth about which Jesus taught. There are a lot of questions here that we need to ask ourselves and one another. Like, what is it that we strive for? What is it that we think will make us content? What are the decision-making processes that we use in our own mind and we use together about how we will use our resources? How would God respond to our choices and our decisions? The little ones and the big ones. What distracts us? Keep focus in the midst of distraction? Well, as we look at this story, we need to keep focus on our story. We have a wonderful story here at Noroten Presbyterian Church. This church has served in this community for over 150 years. And over the past year, I've had the privilege of listening to a number of you tell me your experience at NPC. Individually, in small groups, and in large groups. I've heard your highlights, your lowlights, your dreams for the future. I've heard about many different chapters in the life of NPC from many different experiences. And you know, the story this morning in our text has some real similarities to the story of our congregation, especially in the last few years. I mean, think about it. We tore down a building and we built a newer and bigger one. I said it. I never saw the old building. I arrived while the new one was being completed. I've heard about people's emotions on both sides, positive and negative. I sought to listen and understand the thoughts and feelings of many. Yes, there is a similarity this morning to our text and the story that's there and our story. And yet there's a difference as well. And the difference is that our new building has been used not simply to store resources for ourselves. Our new building has been used to provide resources for others, both in the community and around this world. It has been used as a resource to equip people to serve in ministry. Consider with me some of the ways that our new building has been used for the sake of Jesus Christ, His ministry, and His mission. It was a place where a team gathered over a year ago and prayed and planned and prepared the way to welcome a Syrian refugee family, the Bablies, who are now in South Norwalk, finding a new life after they needed to escape a country halfway around the world. This is the place where we house MOPS, Moms of Preschoolers. It's a ministry to moms in the community where they come here every other Wednesday morning with their children for teaching and caring. And you know what's happened? In the last few weeks this fall, there's now a waiting list. There's not enough room. It's a good problem. This building is a place that was used by the community this summer to help educate teenagers about mental health first aid so that they could make a difference in the community with their peers. It's a place where we welcome young families for Noroten Presbyterian Nursery School 5 mornings a week. If you haven't been there around 9 o'clock in the morning, come on in and see the joy, the laughter, and even the running around of some of the little ones that are a part of this congregation. And tomorrow night, our new building will be used to launch a new ministry called Celebrate Recovery. These are just some of the ways that God has been at work in and through this congregation, using the resources that we have for the sake of ministry and mission, reaching out far beyond the walls of our building. This building is not about us. It was built and it's being used as a resource entrusted to us from Almighty God so that others might know the grace, mercy, and love of Jesus Christ, just like we prayed for Bo this morning when he was baptized. Last month, our session approved a new vision statement. The vision statement reads as follows. Noroten Presbyterian Church is a body of believers welcoming all to worship Jesus Christ, grow in faith through study, serve the surrounding communities and throughout the world, and care for our neighbors as ourselves. Do me a favor, take your bulletin in your hand and look on the front cover page, if you would, where it says, I am NPC. And you see all those smiling faces of people who are a part of us? On the bottom is the highlights or the main points of the vision, our tagline, worshiping, growing, serving, caring in the name of Jesus Christ. That, my friends, is what we are called to do. We gather to worship. We gather to grow in our faith. We are scattered into the world to serve and to care. In our life as a congregation, this statement guides our decisions. It helps us to keep focus, and it helps us to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. Keep focus in the midst of distractions. It's easy to become distracted as we seek to live faithfully as followers of Jesus Christ. We chase after those squirrels often, don't we? Our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions are powerful. And it becomes easy for us to shift our focus from Jesus Christ to our own needs, wants, and desires. And yet we are not called to focus on ourselves, but on Christ's mission and ministry. I am NPC. You are NPC. We are NPC together. In the next 10 days, you will be receiving a letter from our stewardship chair asking you to consider how you will give of your resources to support not just the paying of bills, but something much bigger to which Jesus Christ has called us. The ministry and mission of the kingdom of God. I invite you, when you receive that letter, not to become distracted. I invite you not to toss it aside. I invite you to take it and pray and respond how God would desire you to respond. Keep focus in the midst of distraction for the sake of God's greater glory. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of His Holy Spirit. May it be so for us. Amen.